This false self that we go on carrying in our life like flags is always in danger of being damaged. It is very fragile. It is very weak. It has to be. It is man-made. How man can make something deathless? He himself has to pass through many deaths. So whatsoever he produces is always mortal. Hence the fear, continuous fear, that I may be lost, myself may be destroyed. A continuous fear goes on trembling into your being. You can never be certain about your this false self. You know it is false. You may avoid the fact, but you know it is false. It is gathered together, manufactured. It is mechanical. It is not organic. Have you watched the difference between an organic unity and a mechanical unity? You make a car engine. You can purchase parts from the market and you can fix those parts. And the engine starts functioning like a unity. Or you can purchase parts of a radio from the market and you can fix them. And the radio starts functioning like a unity. Somehow, it comes to have a self. No part in itself can function as a radio. All parts together start functioning like a radio. But still the unity is mechanical, forced from the outside. Then you throw seeds into the ground. And then those seeds die in the soil. And a plant arises. This unity is organic. It is not forced from outside. It was in the seed itself. The seed goes on spreading, goes on gathering thousand and one things from the earth, from the air, from the sun, from the sky. But the unity is coming from within. The center comes first and then the circumference. In a mechanical unity, the circumference comes first and then the center. Man is an organic unity. You were a seed one day, like any tree, in the soil of your mother's womb. You started gathering your circumference. Center came first. Center preceded circumference. And now you have forgotten the center completely. And you live on the circumference and you think this is your whole life. This circumference and continuously living on it creates a sort of self, a pseudo-self, which gives you a feeling that yes, you are somebody. But it is always trembling. Because it has no organic unity in it. Hence the fear of death. If you know your real self, you will never be afraid of death. There is no question. Because the organic unity never dies. Organic unity is immortal. Only mechanical unities are put together and die. That which is put together one day will fall apart. Mechanical unity has a beginning and an end. The organic unity has no beginning and no end. It is an eternal process. Do you know your center? If you don't know, then you will be continuously afraid. Hence, self-consciousness is always afraid. Always trembling. And you always need support from others. Somebody to appreciate you. Somebody to clap. Somebody to say how beautiful you are or how intelligent. You need somebody to say these things to you, like suggestions. so that you can believe, yes, you are intelligent, you are beautiful, you are strong. But see the point, you depend on others. A foolish man comes to you and says you are very intelligent, and in fact you can look intelligent only to a foolish man. If he is more intelligent than you, of course you will not look intelligent to him. So a foolish man comes and certifies your intelligence, and you are very happy. You can look beautiful only to an ugly man. If he is more beautiful than you, you will look ugly, because it is all relative. And you are certified by ugly people that you are beautiful, and you are tremendously happy. What type of intelligence is this, which has to be certified by foolish people? What type of beauty is this, which has to be certified by ugly people? It is completely false. It is idiotic. But we go on searching. We go on searching in the outside world some support for our ego. Somebody to give a little support, to become a prop. Otherwise, there is always danger that our ego will collapse. So we have to support from this side and from that, and continuous worry arises. That's why you are more graceful when you are alone, because you are not worried. Nobody is there to see you. You are more innocent when you are alone in your bathroom. You are more innocent. You are more like a child. Again, you stand before the mirror and make faces. And you enjoy it. But if you become aware that your small child is looking from the keyhole, immediately you are totally different. Now the ego is at stake. That's why people are so much afraid of others. Alone, there is no anxiety. There is a famous Zen story. A Zen master was making a painting, and he had his chief disciple sit by his side to tell him when the painting is perfect. The disciple was also worried, and the master was also worried, because the disciple has never seen the master to do anything imperfect. But that day, things started going wrong. The master tried, and the more he tried, the more it was a mess. In Japan, or in China, the whole art of calligraphy is done on rice paper, on a certain paper, very sensitive paper, very fragile. If you hesitate a little, for centuries, it can be known where the calligrapher hesitated, because more ink spreads into the rice paper and makes it a mess. It is very difficult to deceive on a rice paper. You have to go on flowing. You are not to hesitate even for a single moment, a split moment. If you hesitate, what to do? Missed. Already missed. And one who has a keen eye will immediately say, it is not a Zen painting at all. Because a Zen painting has to be a spontaneous painting, flowing. The master tried and tried, and the more he tried, he started perspiring. And the disciple was sitting there and nodding his head again and again negatively, no, this is not perfect. And more mistakes were being done by the master. Then the ink was running out, so the master said, you go out and prepare more ink. While the disciple was outside preparing the ink, the master did his masterpiece. When he came in, he said, Master, but this is perfect. What happened? The master laughed. He said, I became aware of one thing, your presence. The very idea that somebody is there to appreciate or to condemn, to say or yes, disturbed my inner tranquility. Now I will never be disturbed. I have come to know that I was trying to make it perfect, and that was the only reason of its not being perfect. Try to make something perfect and it will remain imperfect. Do it naturally and it is always perfect. Nature is perfect. Effort is imperfect. So whenever you are doing something too much, you are destroying. That's why it happens, everybody talks so beautifully. Everybody is a talker. People talk their whole life, but just put them on a platform and tell them to talk to a crowd, and suddenly they become dumb. Suddenly they forget everything. Suddenly they cannot utter a single word. Or even if they utter, it is not graceful. It is not natural. It is not flowing. What has happened? And you have known this man talking so beautifully to his friends, to his wife, to his children. These are also people, the same people. Why you are afraid? You have become self-conscious. Now the ego is at stake. You are trying to perform something. Listen carefully. Whenever you try to perform something, you are searching food for the ego. Whenever you are natural and let things happen, they are perfect. And then there is no problem. When you are natural and let things happen, God is at the back with you. When you are afraid, trembling, trying to prove something, you have lost God. In your fear, you have forgotten Him. You are looking more at the people and you have forgotten your source. Self-consciousness becomes a weakness. A person who is unself-conscious is strong. But his strength has nothing to do with himself. It comes from the beyond. When you are self-conscious, you are in trouble. When you are self-conscious, you are really showing symptoms that you don't know who you are. Your very self-consciousness indicates that you have not come home yet. It happened as a pretty girl passed by. Mulla Nasruddin turned to look. His wife said with a pout, every time you see a pretty girl, you forget you are married. That's where you are wrong, said the mullah. Nothing makes me more aware of the fact. Whenever you are self-conscious, you are simply saying that you are not conscious of the self at all. You don't know who you are. If you had known, then there is no problem. Then you are not seeking opinions. Then you are not worried what others say about you. It is irrelevant. In fact, nobody ever says anything about you. Whenever people say something about you, they say about themselves. One day it happened. I was in Jaipur, and a man came in the morning to see me, and he said, "You are divine." I said, "You are right." He was sitting there, and another man came, and he was very much against me, and he said, "You are almost devilish." I said, "You are right." The first man became a little worried. He said, "What do you mean? You told me also you are right, and you said this man also you are right. We can't be both right." I told him, "Not only two, millions of people can be right about me, because whatsoever they say about me, they say about themselves. How they can know me, it is impossible. They have not even known themselves yet. Whatsoever they say is their interpretation." So the man said, "Then who you are? If this is my interpretation that you are divine, and this is his interpretation that you are evil, then who you are?" I said, "I am just myself. And I have no interpretation about myself. And there is no need. I am simply delighted in being myself. Whatsoever that means. I am happy in being myself." Nobody can say anything about you. Whatsoever people say is about themselves. But you become very sick. Because you are still clinging to a false center. That false center depends on others. So you are always looking what people are saying about you. And you are always following other people. You are always trying to satisfy them. You are always trying to be respectable. You are always trying to decorate your ego. This is suicidal.